You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Schools are opening all around our state in various forms. So while families are navigating the complications that come with returning to school during a pandemic, I wanted to share an interview I did back in April with parenting expert Janet Allison. She is the founder of Boys Alive and co-host of the podcast On Boys. Her tips on how to talk with our children about the coronavirus still resonate today. Let's take a listen back to that interview.
Well, I think we're over that initial hump of the panic of, oh, school's stopping tomorrow. Now we're kind of settling into hopefully a little rhythm at home, and your kids are going to take your lead. So if you are stressed and anxious and worried and you're talking to your friends about the latest thing on the news, your children are just drinking in that stress. So you really need to manage what you're doing as the adult in the situation and save the adult conversations for when the children are out of earshot. Turn off the media. Kids don't understand that media kind of runs on a loop and they're hearing the same thing over and over. So that can heighten their stress level. And it's a lot to balance because we're navigating our own emotions. And then we have to present that kind of calm, cool exterior to our children. But it's so important that we bring that sense of calm and reassurance to our children.
So what about tailoring it, you know, tailoring these conversations to what's, you know, age appropriate? I mean, for example, I have a second grader and a sixth grader. And in fact, my second grader tends to get a little anxious. So how do we tailor those conversations so that we're not manifesting, you know, more anxiety?
And that is about knowing your children and give them only as much information as they're asking for. So with your second grader, you're probably not going to be talking about statistics and, you know, curves and all those things. It's more just like there's germs and we're going to keep our children, staying inside so that we can keep everyone safe. Your sixth grader might want to know a little bit more, and that might even be a place where let's get online, let's get on the CDC website and see what they're saying. And because older kids want to know, they want to know what's going on. And for teens who may be feeling absolutely angry about what's happening, they do need to be brought into the loop of this is the reality, and this is where we're at, and this is why you have to stay home.
So let's talk a little bit about that, Janet, because I think about all of these kiddos who are seniors in high school, right, in particular. And even though, I mean, we realize as adults that this is a moment in their lives, but for them, this is a huge moment in their lives. They have been working for 12, 13 years to finally get to this point. And it's not just about graduation. It's prom. It's all of those senior activities. There has got to be tremendous amounts of grief for certain teenagers around this.
Grief for all of us. My daughter was supposed to get married yesterday. Oh. So there's grief for, you know, and I think it's important that we recognize that as a society. Like, we are all grieving. We might be anxious and stressed, but there's grief there too. And I think it's so important to acknowledge that with all of our kids, even your first and second graders. This is hard and it is sad. And for your seniors in high school, you know, our teens are so much further evolved in their ability to connect online. So they actually are a little ahead of us in that. We're catching up quickly.
Right.
But for our teens, you know, we just have to be creative. And how can we throw a party online? I mean, I know it sounds like not great, but it's all we can do. This is where we're at. Mm-hmm. So it is helping them, supporting them to get creative. How can we celebrate? And knowing that it's temporary and down the line, we will have a big party and you will see your friends.
And what about, you know, asking your kids maybe what they know about this? I know, for example, I mean, I've checked in with my sixth grader a couple of times, being like, do you have any questions about this? What are you thinking about this? Is that a good approach, I mean, for every kid, or is it, again, just knowing your child?
I think it's good to have that opening for your children. And, you know, boys especially aren't going to likely have a straight on conversation with you. So it might be some conversation that happens while you're doing the dishes together or cooking together or out on a walk together, that there's going to be little snippets that they kind of give to you. And so you have to really perk your ears up and go, maybe he's asking about this. But it is a good idea to check in with your kids and just see if they're worried about anything. And right now, it's so important to just strengthen your bond with your children, reassure them, just really have that that time together and allay their stresses and their worries. And that kind of goes into online schooling, because I know a lot of people are getting geared up for that if they aren't doing it already. And to remember that a stressed brain cannot learn. And so I believe that first and foremost for parents is helping to reduce the stress level for your children.
So with that being said, how do we empower our kids right now? I mean, because there is a lot being thrown at them, and there can be some stumbling blocks along the way. And then when you put in, let's say, like a senior in high school or even an eighth grader who might be going through graduation and they're grieving, but how do we give them some sense of empowerment?
Well, the online schooling piece is a place where you can work together to set up a schedule. And I will say that you need to balance the expectations of the teachers and the school district with the capability of yourself if you're working from home and for your kiddos. This is the biggest question I'm getting from parents right now, is how do I manage their online schooling along with everything else? One mom from Brooklyn said, I don't want to be his administrative assistant. Young kids are having trouble getting online, and it's hard to be in a Zoom call with 18 of your classmates, and it's chaotic. And so really gauge for yourself what your child can handle. And if they need to show up once a week for class, I know I might get some pushback from educators here, but it really is about judging what their stress level is and what their capacity is right now.
Yeah. And I think too, reaching out to the teachers, right? I know just yesterday, my youngest had a bit of a, you know, just a little bit of a problem with, you know, saying like, you are not my teacher. You don't do it the way my teacher does. You're not supposed to be helping me. And I actually reached out to his teacher, and she sent him a lovely email and then sent him another one today. I mean, I think too, we can still rely on teachers, right?
Yes, we can. And I believe that the bigger part of the learning right now for teachers is to connect with their children individually. So glad to hear that this teacher has reached out. And it's a lot for teachers to have to manage that, but that, again, it's that reassurance, it's that personal connection that is going to help your kids kind of reset their nervous system and calm down and be ready to be able to learn. But if we're heaping on a bunch of assignments when they're still in hyper stress mode, it's not going to serve them, and it's not going to help their education further.
You know, I try to, you know, on my good moments, because there have been some not so great moments. I try to remember back to actually when I was in third grade, Mount St. Helens blew, and we lived in the path. So we got out of school. I mean, we were done with school for the remainder. Yeah. And I think we had about 5 weeks left. My oldest sister was graduating high school like that day, and that went by the wayside. I mean, there was major disruption. Mm-hmm. What's funny, all I remember is the excitement of not having to go back to school and getting a longer summer break and the time I got to spend with my parents and my family. Now, I am sure if my mother were still alive, she would have a completely different take on it. But I share that story in the sense of how important is it as parents that we try to remember what our kids will remember about this time.
It's so important. And it really is good to think, okay, 6 months from now, how do I want to look back to here? What do I want to know that I have done? What do I want my kids to be able to talk about this time? They're going to be studying this in school. Mm-hmm. They will be telling their children about 2020. And what do you want your family stories to be? Do you want it to be, oh yeah, mom yelled at me every day about my getting online and doing my homework? Or, oh my gosh, I learned how to cook macaroni and cheese and, you know, doing some family things together. We set up a fort in the living room and camped out one night and really relaxing into some of those fun, adventurous kinds of things, even though it's on a limited physical basis.
And that was my April conversation with Janet Allison. She is a parenting expert, founder of Boys Alive, and the co-host of the podcast On Boys. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.